Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. They're having their Labor Day sale. You can score incredible discounts on hot spring spas. I have the Beam model. It's like a four-man. Good size. Lots of jets. Special colors.
I don't know what we have, but I'm a fan of the hot tub,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's so nice. Endless pools and saunas, or you can also choose financing options, really easy financing options. Visit Creative Energy in San Rafael, San Mateo, or Concord, or online at creativeenergy.com. Our girl, Bob, is somewhere in Nevada, I'm guessing. She's trying.
I texted her.
So
I'm sure she's sleeping right now. But
right. Or not. Who knows? Maybe there's a big party in Wadsworth.
We did get a text with a little update from the 408. My husband is a pilot trying to fly a bunch of rich people to Burning Man this week. He said it's an S show so far. He's in Reno at the moment because of the weather.
Yeah, so, it's nuts.
Yeah.
So this is from SFist, and it's from yesterday. So this is they're talking about the upcoming storm, but they're talking about last night. So you probably have seen the news that Burning Man has gotten off to a pretty stormy start over the weekend. The front gate was closed Saturday night over the weather. They were turning drivers around in Wadsworth, Nevada, which I guess, I don't know, whatever it is, the closest town or something. Camps that were already set up are being ripped apart by 50-mile-an-hour winds that blew people's gear away. They're just trying to set up their little areas. And it was not going well. The Nevada Bureau of Land Management had a little fun. They did a Sunday afternoon Facebook post, and they show a porta potty. So awesome. It's on its side, and someone has stuck Wicked Witch of the West feet out from it.
It's very cute.
It's really cute, like the striped socks. And
I mean, sure, it smells good, too.
Oh, I'm sure it's freaking great.
Cute.
Right?
Smells good.
Yeah. I mean, everything you want in a porta potty.
Porta potty gags. They're the best.
Yeah. Hilarious. if you are planning to head out to Burning Man, hopefully you didn't leave yesterday because they were not letting people, they were saying, don't go past Reno. Don't bother. There was a prediction of another storm. Now, I don't know. This was printed yesterday. I didn't see a weather report on it, but they were expecting a big, more wind, tons of wind, like 50 miles an hour, and a thunderstorm. So they'd gotten a little rain. We heard they got rain yesterday, Sunday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But this apparently was just a big storm. And it was looking like it was going to hit yesterday at about 5 p.m. The gates were open yesterday, but it was a wait of at least 8 hours after you get off the paved roads. So you could get however far, but now they're turning on Monday night. No one was allowed past Wadsworth, which apparently is a nearby town. They were saying on their official dashboard yesterday, clouds are forming around Black Rock City. These will probably lead to another weather event this evening. And they were preparing for 5 p.m. arrival on the rich people flying in tip. Channing Tatum showed up on a private jet. I guess there was a weather window and somebody was already there, because this is what these people do. They get these elaborate camps, but somebody else brings them in, wait staff, I assume, and sets them all up. And then the rich people show up in their private jet, and then they're like, and then they lay down in the dust, because that's what you do, apparently. As soon as you get there, you just accept the dust.
Are people upset about, like, to me, that's the whole point of being rich. Like, I'm not rich. I wouldn't be able to do that. But I mean,
no, that's like the way.
I do. You ask me, I could, dishes. I would. Because I'm not rich, I have to do my dishes at home. Like, if I had all that money, I'd never cook and never do dishes.
Having like a personal chef where there's just always some healthy snack out there for you. You walk into the kitchen, you're like, oh, look, you know, carrots and a yogurt-based dip. Oh, fantastic.
When I get home.
Snack on that.
Every day.
Yes, dear.
The missus is
in her office in her 100th meeting for the morning. Like, they just go back to back to back. So I always text into her room, "Are you hungry?" And then usually it's, "I'm starving."
I'm starving.
So I made her half, like, I told, gave her options, made her half a sandwich that she wanted with a couple chips and a and two, you know, peanut M&Ms, and brought them in. Yep. And
aww.
Put it. If you had the money, you would just have someone handle all that for you.
And that is what the rich people do. And look, I feel like, okay, if you want to have a gritty Burning Man experience, maybe you go in with the crew that's going to set it up, but you definitely want to sleep somewhere comfortable. You're Channing Tatum.
Well, yeah. they have
put my cot campers up and make sure that I have a freshly washed down, you know,
yeah,
comforter.
And come in and vacuum up all the dust every day.
Daily.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a rich friend ask me to go to Burning Man years ago, and that they were taking this elaborate camper that had TVs and beds and everything like that. So
that and sounds- people will usually, if you go, Danielle and Dan, for years they went, I don't know if they still go, they had a trailer that, and I'm not talking about like one that you would live in, I mean like a cargo trailer that they would come in, and they had scaffolding that they would hang between the trailer and their camper. They had an elaborate tent top.
Shaded area.
Shaded area cool. With chandeliers, chaise lounges.
Oh my.
A rug that they put down in the middle, which of course just turned into sand eventually. I mean, they, and then they would have like, because you have to have something to offer when you're there. Like people, they will give you these big spots if you're like, we'll make french fries every day at 3 p.m. Because there's no, supposedly, there's no cash exchanged at all. So like someone would come and be like, I've got drugs. Well, I've got french fries. Let's trade.
Bartering system.
It's all, it's as much as possible, it's bartering. Now, the guy who got stopped yesterday that you were telling us about with like 5,000 pounds of drugs in his
all
in
the
his
drugs
truck,
for everyone.
I'm
going to
guess he'll take some cash.
Right.
I'm going to guess he's not trading for french fries. But I think they did like a margarita stand one year, and they did like french fries, and then they brought a deep fryer and did french fries. And that's just it. You just walk through the camp. People have stuff on offer, but you have to have something to trade with. So a lot of people will bring like little handcrafted things. Like one year she had me make these little leather thongs, like it was something you could put around your neck, and it had a little pouch, so I guess you could keep your drugs in there. I don't know what the people were keeping. She just wanted a little thing. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll make them for you. And she traded those. I think that was the year John went. Maybe John was trading them. But it's, you gotta, it's sort of a cool concept, but there are people who go, it's crazy. They'll put up, haul in scaffolding and build a stage, and that's what their offering is.
I hope Bob's having fun. I hope it's all worked out for her.
I can't wait to hear all the stories.
From the sound of things, she's kind of going crazy. Then she plans to marry, and then she plans to start a family.
Yeah, she
that's
told
based
she's,
on what she yep. has said. I don't know.
She wants to have kids.
Sounds right.
Yep.
So, I mean, I hope this is good, because this is, in a way, I don't want to say last hurrah. Having kids isn't the death of you, but it is the death of fun.
Kind of, yes.
You really will find
yourself. They make it not fun.
Well, you just have to, it's them. They suddenly, you are going, I'm the most selfish person I know, but I am constantly doing for this other person.
Mm. And they don't even smile yet. God. Can I get something back?
Oh my gosh. Good luck, Bob.
Yeah, good luck. I hope you see Channing Tatum. That'd be fun. He reportedly got there Saturday before the storm shut down the Black Rock Airport to the private jet types. They have to wait, too.
I'm really impressed. Not impressed. I shouldn't say it that way. But anytime I ever tripped.
You mean on acid?
Yes. It was a long, giant event. Me and my friends were crazy and ran all over, like, you know, wherever we went. Once it was in San Onofre, and once it was in Del Mar. Like, you're crazy. You go all over the place. And it's a long night. And then when it's over, you really don't want to do that again anytime soon. At least I never did. I was always like,
well, enough of that.
That was a lot. I am wrecked. And it's time for me to give myself a minute.
Yeah.
And so I'm really surprised that people can do a full week of this. Yeah. But then again, Deadhead shows are the same things. You know, like they go for
just
3 days
always,
straight.
Sure.
Oh, in my 20s, I would go. I could do that. I'd go to festivals and just trip out the whole time.
You'd do a hit of acid each day.
Yeah.
Did you ever do more than one hit of acid?
I'm sure. It depended on what I got, you know, if it was good or not, you know.
I got
to take a lot of vitamin C. I used to walk around with vitamin C tablets and hand them out
to people.
Listen
up, children.
Yeah. I don't know about
We've got
that.
Some good advice for you here. When you're tripping.
But whenever I took one, I used to always think, how could anyone survive two?
Mm. Well, these days it's all liquid. There's no more. It's just these little droppers. And there's no measuring. Like, what are
Well, I really wasn't measuring on the
Well, don't
the
ask
paper
me.
Tab.
I just bought a piece of paper like, and, they, and went, all right, $5. All right.
12 hours later. I just wanted to, I saw this yesterday and I giggled a little bit. We were talking about Superman yesterday, about how this new iteration is fine. Like Maddie said, you know, it's fine. You expected to like it more than you did.
But it was good.
So this David Cornsweet guy, I'm sure they signed him down, locked him down to like all this, like the hope is this is going to be another multi-billion-dollar franchise. And I don't know what will happen with that. But I did see something that sort of made me think, like, I wonder what his deal looks like with them. Because, you know, Kumail Nanjiani, who was, you probably know him best from Silicon Valley. That's where I know him from. And he got himself ripped. Remember this? For this, for the Marvel movie, The Eternals, or just Eternals, whatever it was called. And it looked like all the other Marvel movies. Here's these people, they're sweeping in to save the world, blah, blah. So he signed a contract that called for Marvel's Eternals. It called for 6 movies, a video game, a theme park ride, and then the box office took care of everything else. But he'd signed up. I mean, you're thinking, I'm going to be in a Marvel movie. This is going to be great.
Oh, you mean that because it didn't make the money they'd hoped, that contract never was fulfilled.
Well, unless they decided to do 5 more movies.
That movie was not good.
That's
and
what
I tried. I really wanted to like it. I'm like, this is just bad.
Well, I'm sure all of the people that came before him, including, I don't know if Downey Jr. was one of the, but all those people, they figured out how these contracts need to be written.
Right.
Like, we might need to make a lot of these.
Even if you don't figure
them,
it out on your first one, but I'm sure they're like, we're locking you down for 6 movies. Mm-hmm. This is what we're offering. That's not going to change. Like, you'd think you'd go, I'll do the one movie and then we'll renegotiate.
But you also want to think that they're enthusiastic about this.
Right?
And they're hopeful and they're investing a ton of money in it.
A theme park ride, a video game, and 6 more movies? Okay. I'll do it.
I mean, when they made Cars and Owen Wilson voices Lightning McQueen, do you think he got a contract knowing that he was going to be a big part of California Adventure at Disney?
Oh, I have no, I mean, that's actually a great question. Like, did they even know that they were for sure going to
do? That was early days, but now there's a Cars ride and there's a Lightning
His
McQueen
voice is in
and
that.
It's
I'm
all.
Sure they negotiated it.
They must have, but I don't know if they did. In advance, because that wasn't really happening yet.
And it was still Pixar. It wasn't, and even the second one wasn't Disney, was it? I can't remember when Disney
I don't
took
remember
Pixar
that,
over.
But I just, it's interesting. They must have figured it out that the possibility of big things.
If this is a hit, we need to lock these people down.
So Corn Sweat sucks.
No,
you think he did.
I think he's more Clark Kent than Superman. Like Henry Cavill, Superman. Like you're like, I do not want to mess with Henry Cavill. And
I love him.
I do. He's dreamy. I love him in The Witcher. I love him in everything
dreamy.
He does.
Oh my God. You love The Witcher. You and John would go for John and Riley freaking love The Witcher
I
so
love
much.
The Witcher.
They walk around singing the songs from The Witcher.
Oh,
it's a coin to The Witcher.
Oh, geez.
Sasha coin. Yes. But Cornsweet is very, he's very Clark Kentish. Mm. Like he's very good at that part of the role, like the empathetic and the, you know, sad sap, you know, Clark Kent. But you don't feel like he's taking
care. He becomes Superman.
But it's also the movie. Like, he gets his ass kicked for the first half of the movie. Like, it's like, dude, you're Superman. Stop.
Stop getting your ass kicked, fool.
I know that I already said this, but I know that I had the Brad Pitt race car movie, the corn sweat Superman, and the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible, and it was a no-brainer.
You went for Mission Impossible.
And I'm still on the fence if I'll ever hit play on Superman.
I'm going to just squeeze one more thing in here. Mm-hmm. Will Smith did some kind of hype video where he's in front of a gigantic crowd. He's rapping. He's got a singer on stage with him. There's a giant crowd of loving fans, humongous. Here we go. Tell me if you can notice anything crazy about the photo. This is a still from the video and Will Smith is so emotional, so grateful for all the love.
Wait a minute. That looks like the Oscars where he was crying.
Oh, that's probably
Yeah,
is.
That is. But look at the people.
You might have to get up a little closer.
Yeah. Yeah, see if you can make out anything weird.
What? They're fake.
Yeah. They're
all
AI.
Those people are fake.
It's people are laughing because if you pause the video and look into the crowd at any point, all the people are very Picasso looking. Like, they say tattoos that turn into arm hair and faces that are sloughed off to the side. There's Will Smith like, yes, thank you for the love. Even the lights in the background, like it looks supposed to look like everybody's phone is on and they're waving them in the background. They just look so floating in space. There's just some really funny stuff in the video.
So what was the hype video for?
It's just
he did
a hype
put an
video.
Album out, but
this was uploaded August 12th. Supposedly, it contained real concert shots and clips of huge signs, people with melting fingers.
You saved me from cancer, Will Smith. Things like that, like just. Really?
And then he says, "My favorite part of touring is seeing you all up close."
I watched the video frame by frame. And I stopped on one frame. You can't really tell from here, but there's a dude with his arms up in the air. That dude's arms are up in the air for like the whole video. Like he doesn't move at all. Like he is just perfectly still there. And you can tell.
Are you the one that figured this out?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yes, of course.
Yes, we did. We did. We had to watch it
over
and over.
That's all we did this morning.
We just love Will Smith hype videos.
But when you look at the faces, they look photoshopped on almost. Like they're just that bad.
Yeah, well, they sort of hint at features and that's it. So.
Yeah.
Look for.
So he's full of it.
Yes.
He's faking his fandom.
He's faking his hype video. Look at all these people love me so much. You saved me from cancer.
It's got to be hard to have been. He was beloved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He was
like,
a guy.
The goodwill was real.
Yeah. He'd crossed over and had it was unanimous. Will Smith puts out a movie. Everyone sees it.
Yep.
And that's not the case anymore.
Mm-mm.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, Erin from Penn Valley. She just texted in and said she got her tickets from Disneyland from our show.
Yay.
Listening to Odyssey, so.
Just showed up at her house, huh?
Enjoy.
Have fun. Think of us when you're having fun at Disney. Think of Alice. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
A water main breaks in the East Bay, and the Alice News Network has a reporter on the scene live after these. Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, our full show podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. That's jumpstartmd.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're the
I
best.
Love helping.
Yeah, I love when you help.
I help her.
Thanks so much.
You're very, very welcome.
As promised, we turn now to a reporter on the scene. It appears there was a water main break in Alameda.
Can I give you a quick timeline?
Yes.
I'm not the reporter, but I want to make sure that you're well aware of the timeline.
I am not well aware. That's why I'm going to the reporter on the scene. Tell us everything.
All right, just a quick timeline.
Right.
6 p.m. on Sunday night, an email comes into our reporter on the scene, Maddie, his inbox. He didn't look at it because it's 6 p.m.
You're a reporter. You're not only a reporter, you're a producer. You don't check your email?
Well, no.
He was all done looking at his email for the night. He takes it, goes to the sink, gets himself a big glass of water, drinks it, goes to bed.
Drink a big glass of water before bed?
You're stepping on the story.
Hold on. Wakes up in the middle of the night. Basically, it's a blowout. He's like, oh my God, why do I have diarrhea? I'm thinking back over all my things I ate yesterday. Like, what could have caused this? Then it's yesterday morning. He wakes up, makes himself his little protein shake or whatever he does, lots of water, you know, puts all the water in there, drinks the shakedown, sits down, opens his email and goes, oh no, oh no.
You drank poison water.
So
a lot of it.
Let's just say the email came in a little later than 6.
Okay.
And
like 6:15 or
6:02.
Like 10.
I noticed something was wrong with the water because I was trying to take a shower and there was no pressure. Mm. I had to like hold down the little button that makes it come out of the thing. And like, I just took a best shower that I could. And I just thought, oh, the pressure's down. Something's wrong. Okay, no big deal.
And it was like cold water too,
yeah,
right?
Drank some water. Woke up in the middle of the night, as she said.
Sick.
Blowout, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not getting sick again. This can't be happening. And then I woke up the next morning and again, didn't read, did drink the water, got to work, was like, dry heaving and
go
like,
back.
Couldn't, yes.
Hold please. So when you get a drink of water,
yes,
you just turn on the spigot at the sink in the kitchen and just drink water. There's no filter, there's no nothing.
I did buy a Brita yesterday because I'm not going to do that anymore. But yes, that's how
you were doing it.
Water.
Okay,
I trust that the public water is safe.
It's many potable. People do.
Yeah. And you get used to the way your local water tastes, and you.
But I, when I get into work, first thing I do is check the email, and then I'm like, oh, that's why I'm dry heaving and had the things going on because I drank the water. So what I'm saying is, if you're on emergency water, then there was a big notice on the email. Do not drink the emergency water. It is not potable.
You didn't know it was on emergency water.
I didn't know. I didn't know there was emergency water, and I didn't know. And I drank it and everything. So I did text my guy. I was like, hey, you know, the water was definitely out earlier than you guys sent out this email, which the one I saw that had the warning on it was at 11 p.m. I'm like,
oh.
You know, I think it's acceptable to miss an email at 11 p.m.
So never, it wasn't 6 p.m. Never. It was 11 p.m.
It was 11
p.m. No, he told me 6 p.m.
No, they sent out something at 6 p.m. saying the water was down, that there was something wrong with the water.
Okay.
There's a water main break in Alameda that impacts customers and floods roads and made our producer poop himself.
And dry heave. He was so sick.
Yeah. Now I'm like scared to death of the water. Now I'm like, even though it's been fixed, it's back. I can take a shower. Everything's
they
fine.
They fixed it. Man.
They fixed it, but
thank
it was.
Thank you to humans for knowing how to find and fix. And
but it was like 24 hours, though, that it was out. Mm. And then this is the worst, though. Our building maintenance, our building people send out an email going, well, we can all just look at that as a good reminder of what to do in an emergency. It was like a test for us in an emergency. And I'm like, no. No,
yeah, I drank the water twice. Yeah,
don't bright side me. I pooped my pants.
Did you actually poop your pants?
There was a little bit, yeah.
Oh my God. Why do I ask the questions?
Well, yeah, you asked.
I
made it to the toilet for the main part. But yeah, it was definitely.
The main part.
Yeah.
Great. I was like, good.
Something's wrong.
Mm. The bulk of your bathroom made it to the toilet.
Yes.
That's good. Good
way
grief.
To be a grown up.
And I didn't actually throw up. I just, that.
Well, maybe, you know, people at the apartment building with your bright side, here's a bright side for you. Maybe you're ready for Mexico now.
Oh, that's, you know what? Good point, Vin.
Good job, Vin. Mm-hmm. Yes, my stomach has been prepped.
I got a quick, is it wrong for you?
Okay.
Bride reveals the shocking advice her aunt gave her before the wedding.
Okay.
Like, very close to the wedding day,
her aunt, you know, your aunt's pretty close to you. In
sure,
many
yeah.
cases, that's your godmother or whatever, and you've
grew up with them.
You've been getting presents and cards forever from this person, and you've grown to love and respect them.
Mm.
It might be your mom's sister, whatever, right?
Sure.
Okay.
A trusted relative.
This bride says, I'm still shocked she thought this was the best moment for that kind of unsolicited advice.
Mm.
People have opinions about marriage.
They do.
And this lady, as she's getting ready for her wedding day, gets this advice from her aunt. And she wrote Reddit's wedding drama forum to discuss it. She says, her and her fiance are set to tie the knot in a few weeks. The couple hope for a chill lead up to their nuptials, however you say that. I would never say that word if it wasn't written down, though.
Right.
Whatever.
But it is. We've been harshly corrected on it. It's nuptials.
Nuptials. Okay.
Not but, nuptials.
But instead, drama has come out of the woodwork.
Okay.
My aunt decided it was the perfect time to tell me that I shouldn't even be getting married because, according to her, marriage is just a contract that will ruin your life.
Oh.
She even said, I can't believe you're throwing away your life like this. There's so much more to life than being tied down to some dude.
Bitter, party of one.
And she says, did she seriously just say that to me as the wedding's planned, everything is set?
Yeah.
And now,
couldn't you have said that last year when I told you I was engaged? Is that what it is? It's the timing?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. So my curiosity is that, like, I don't think they do it anymore. In fact, you said you specifically took it out of your vows. There you are in the wedding. Does anybody here?
All my friends were there. I'm like, we're not taking any chances. That's coming out. Nobody gets to protest the wedding.
Right. But that used to be day of, everyone's in the church or wherever you're getting yep. married, and there's a final request. Would anybody like to put a stop to this? That used to be standard, right? Yeah.
All of our friends said, oh, we were so bummed it wasn't in there. We're all going to cough.
Which would have been cute.
Would it have?
I mean, they weren't actually going to protest.
Mm.
They were just, you know.
Going to be adorable.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know what you think, but I was curious because it does seem like on one hand, that's a traditional thing up until the final words are said, you could put a stop to this.
Yeah.
There's certainly that, what do they call that? Runaway bride. Like,
yeah.
And I'm sure there's, you know, runaway groom, that cold feet thing where people just go, I don't know, it's hitting me right now that this is not the right move.
Yeah, this is... The question is it wrong? It's not wrong to tell someone your opinion, someone you're close to and your feelings. It's wrong to do it on the day of the wedding or when someone might already be having cold feet. This is a couple of weeks leading up to it. It's not wrong to have an opinion about something like that. I feel like it's inappropriate at best. I don't know.
My opinion is it's wrong.
Okay.
And if it were me, whether or not I agree with, like, I didn't need to be married.
Right.
I was in a partnership. We have a kid. We made another kid. And we're trying our best to make this whole thing, family thing work. And we're doing good. Mm-hmm. Right now we're a happy little unit and everyone seems to be coming along nicely.
Right.
So
great.
Great. The marriage part of that wasn't going to keep that together or break that up. I don't think having a sanctioned, you know, union isn't necessary for me. She wanted that.
Yep.
And so we did it and it's all good.
This lady got burned. She just got burned and she wants to throw her bitterness on everybody.
I would never do that to someone. Like I would just shut my yapping mouth.
Yeah.
Leading into a wedding, like, you know what it's gone, like what they've already invested. And you, it's wrong.
If you're going to make your opinion on it known, I think you do it
well in advance
of any deposit. And honestly, though, you're right. It is wrong because if this is something that somebody else wants to do, it's not your life. People are allowed to make their own mistakes if that's what you consider it to be. Like, shut up.
Now, if she had said, you're making a mistake because I did your husband yesterday at after the...
Just to see if he would.
Bachelorette party.
Right.
Like, that's different. Yes. Okay, now you've got a truly... You've got an incident that might show that this is a mistake before you've even made it.
But it undermines the confidence. What she did undermines the confidence that this person has going forward into a marriage. And you, everybody has thoughts leading up to a marriage. Like John and I definitely was like, oh my God, will this work out? What's going to happen? You know, you have the fear that it won't work or it won't, you know, whatever. And it's almost like preying upon that. If you say something like that.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to undermine the confidence someone
has. You're chipping away at the foundation of this whole thing. Like, I'm already tripping.
Right.
Right?
Thanks. Thanks for the words of encouragement, I guess. Yeah, you're right. It's wrong.
It's wrong. Maddie?
I think it's, I would go it's wrong. I mean, she's just just don't spread your bitter pill on everybody else.
What if this lady was having second thoughts and hearing this solidified whatever and she did back out?
Then she shouldn't have been getting married in the first place. If it's that easy, if somebody sending you a text and being bitter and nasty would make you not get married, you should never have gotten married in the first place.
Well, listen, I think there are a lot of people who have not even questioned themselves and their motives in things they do in their own life. They're not necessarily deliberate.
They're on the wedding train.
They feel like I'd been with this. I know someone very specifically who was like, I was with someone for a couple of years. He proposed. It's not like I had other things going on. So, and he was great. We were fine. So I said yes, but it didn't. It wasn't like, yes, I need to be married to this man. It was, well, he asked,
and we're
together. So it's one of those things where there's a lot of people who might take a second look in the mirror and go, but that's still not my place. That was my point. I'm gonna keep my big fat mouth shut and just go to your wedding and leave as quickly as possible. You know.
Or totally enjoy it and just hope for the best.
Yikes.
I hope it works out for these two crazy kids.
A great grand. I think this lady's rad. Radder than me, even. And I'm 56. She's 85.
Okay.
To be this old and going for it is pretty rad. A great grandmom near Toronto named Carol Shaminsky, for her 85th birthday, decided she wanted to go skydiving.
Oh.
She says, It's on my bucket list, and I ended up loving every minute of it.
Oh.
She said, I didn't tell my family because I knew they would be very worried. When she told them later, they weren't surprised. They were like, of course you did.
Of course. And yes, we would have tried to stop you. You weren't wrong. Well done, Nana.
You know, there's people in their 60s who are like, I can't deal with this, what that would entail, including just, I'm probably going to pee my pants. You know, like the whole thing, the plane ride. That's not a plane with a bathroom. Like all the stuff.
Well,
and there's an 85-year-old lady who goes and does it.
Yeah. I love that story. I think if you're not going to do it, if you want to do it and you're 85 years old, you should do it.
I would have been down until I found out that stat, and I think you said it is. The most deaths happen from heart attacks. People, that's that not failure of a parachute. Most of the deaths happen from heart attacks. So you can't plan for that. Like, that scares me because I know how racing my heart was just repelling. And I'm like, if I jump out of a plane, what if I have a heart attack? So now that's in my head.
Right.
It wasn't in my head until Vinny said it.
Now it's all the way down to earth. Like, hurry up and get us down there because I need someone to put the paddles on
me. There's no defibrillators in the sky.
And probably not at the landing zone either.
Way to
maybe.
Go, Carol Shaminsky. Way to seize the day.
Carol Shaminsky.
Great.
Jumps out of a plane at age 85.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I love that kid from Home Alone and fun things to make on a 3D printer.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.